of this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maranimi Marasi Shalichu in Nishmas. If anybody would like to dedicate a shir in someone's honor, you may contact me. And also, Shlomo Ben Shimon. We're going to be learning a tshuva, very interesting tshuva, in Horus Nassan. In the first volume of the Lahoris Nassim, in Simon Nun Gimel, the first Simon in Evan Ezer, and he writes, "Mishitzarach b'dikim roi laholid v'abedikit yadei shiach tchuk tzas mishtei be'av v'yivtiku es hazera shebetochan ashi yotziu zera me'abeim ad yemachat shel zrika yimishari le'mevar hachem mishum isr p'tzua daka." So somebody who wants to be checked if he's able to have children, and the bedika is by cutting a little bit of his two testicles, and they will check the seed inside, or they take out the seed from the testicle through a injection. Is it permitted to do this, or is it asur mishum isur p'tzua daka? We know the Torah says that a p'tzua daka lo yavo b'kal Hashem, somebody who has crushed testicles, is not allowed to come into the congregation of Hashem. So it's forbidden to do so, and it's forbidden to do this to a person, and it's forbidden, and after it's done, one might no longer marry in to what is considered Kahal Yisrael, the community of Israel, which excludes certain groups, but most people are now forbidden to him. So is it mutter to do this bedika? So lechora, it's pashat aser, as we see in Yevamos Daf Ayin Ham and Aleph Tana Rabbanan Ezeb Tzu Adak Kol Shenivtzu Beitzim Shlov Afilu Achas Mem Afilu Nikva Afilu Nimokav Afilu Chasru. So who's a Tzu Adak? Somebody who has any crushed testicle, even one of them, even if a hole is made, that's a type of psia, some type of wound. Afilu Nimoku, and they wilted. Afilu Chasru, or they're missing. So that's all a Tzu Adak. And so writes the Shulchan Aruch. Evan Ezra Simon Hesiv Zayin Nichasu Abeitzu Achas Mem Shenivtzu Achas Mem. If the testicles were cut out, or they were punctured, or they were lacking, or Shenikva Nek of Mefulash, or there's a hole made from one end to the other, raise a puzzle. So that's going to be a Ptzia. This is a Niftza Achas Mem. When they cut a little bit of the Beitzim, that's Nifsa, that's Niftza, that's Chaseira, it's going to be missing. And also when they take out the seed through the machat with the needle, that's going to be nikva, that's also going to be puzzle. So l'chora, one's not allowed to do this. L'chora, there are three reasons to be matir. One is the famous Yam Shel Shlomo, which is discussed in all the tshuvas, that he says that even if it's cut off by a person, it's only going to be puzzle if it's in order that the person doesn't give birth. So the Yam Shel Shlomo, who says that if the purpose of the Ptzia of the testicles is in order to have children, then it's permitted, because the whole problem of Ptzua Daka is that he's not able to have children, but this person is going. That's the whole purpose of doing this. So benidin didan, that the whole ikar achituch, the whole cutting, is kadesh yolid vaday shen esharim shel kalkul. The whole purpose is that they shouldn't be makalkulim. So it should be totally okay. Lo nifso. That's one reason for heter. The smag, the second reason for heter. In Lavin Kufir Ches writes, Amar Shmuel, shekol pasul shenemri yinzek shlei bidei shemayim ela bidei adam, aydei pshiyasa shikan shekarsu adam wa kohen kotsu adkan l'shama. So the whole psul was only when it wasn't bidei shemayim, it was bidei adam, when a person did it. Aydei pshiyasa, by his negligence. Like a person cut it intentionally, or a coats, he ran into a thorn. So the Chasam Sofer writes in the Chuvis, in Evan Ezra, Chelek Aleph Simon Yud Zayin, that from this Arichus Lashon we see that Dafka Kishakarso Adam Bipshia Pasa, only if it's done Bipshia, Lafuke, and that excludes Im Karso LeRefua, if it was being cut out for Refua. Shahayalocholi, they had an illness, so if he had an illness and then it was cut out in order to protect him, to save him from this illness, then it's going to be mutter. So maybe in our case also, that they were only causing this wound, this damage to the testicle, in order to do the bedika, that would be not considered pshia, and therefore it wouldn't be possible. That's possible heter number two. Possible heter number three is what we see in the Chazon Ish, and Eben Ezra in Siman Tesos Tes, he writes that a psuadak is only nifsal v'chol shehu v'yesh lo shir, v'efshir shir shir shi agia adam makom machzik rov kotra shal ha'igol shal ha'beitza v'gam chasra yesh lo shir v'talik v'chochmas ha'rafua. So he says there's a certain shir. And he suggests maybe the shear is it comes to the place where it's most of the circumference of the circle of the testicle. That's how much is damaged. And chasar also has a shear. So whatever the shear is, first we have to be done exactly what the shear is. But after we decide what the shear is, then just do kol pachos mikashir. So that would be three possible heterim. So the Aris Nassim has a lengthy tshuva. This is his first volume. This is his almost his girsa the yankisa. But Rav Nassim was mamish a big going already when he was in his yankisa. He wasn't so young. This is the year of Tavshin Lamed Gimel. He was about 40 or so at the time. But he already was a tremendous baki, Torah, and a tremendous amkin. So now he goes to the task of being soser all three heterim. So first we start with the Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo's heter was that if the purpose is in order to be merape, then it's mutter, because the reason that it's aser, the reason is lo baba kal Hashem, is because this person can't have children. But if you're doing this pitzia in order that he should have children, then it's Beseder Gamur. So the Yisod Divrei Yamshel Shlomo is that if the doctor is doing it, he's not Nifsal, because they know to be Metake and Hetev, or Bebeir Shiyol, Ivein Makalka Machut, and they're not going to mess things up. So it appears that he holds that as long as this person can have children, as long as this person can still conceive children, sire children, he's not considered a Ptsuadaka, because a Ptsuadaka is somebody who can't be molded. So here we have raya after raya that's what a psuadaka is. We have Pashas Divrei Hashas. It says, V'nikev eno molid. So in other words, what the Gemara says, what, a person who's menakev, the testicle, makes a hole in the testicle, he can't have children? It's much with the psuad of nikev, because eno molid. The Gemara says, what, it's really not molid? And also that's Ayin Hamad Aleph, Ayin Hamad Beis, Midlo Mana Beidorosh, Mamad Boso Mokom, Perish Rashi, Midlo Ksi Ptsuadaka, Adur Shlishi. By Ptsuadaka, it doesn't say until the third generation they can come in, until the tenth generation they can come in, like it says about a Mamzer, Amoni, Moavi, Mitzri. There they talk about generations. So here we see that this Rashi says that he can't have children, because there's no generations to talk about. And Ayin Lain Bav Hamad Aleph, Ptsuadaka, the Lav Varalidi, Logozi Be Rabbanan. Again, you see this inyan of Lav Barolide, that he can't have children. That's the definition of a Ptsuadaka. We also have the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis, Nivamis, Perik Ches Mishnah Beis, Ayena Richos Lashono. We're not going to quote the whole thing. You'll take my word for it. It's also Muchach from Tosfos, Ayena Heam and Aleph. That proved that somebody with one beitza is kasher, because we see sometimes a person is missing one testicle, one beitza, and they still have children. So you see the whole word is whether or not you can have children. If you can have children, a person can have children, he's not considered a ptsuadaka. And it's before like that in the Meiri and our Sugya, figuring a psulzeno b'shena roi l'vavad, b'shena roi l'hoidi v'shifka v'odasu v'de'adam, me'adik ha'adram sh'kosher adayim roi l'holi kasher. So the whole word, says the Meiri, is whether or not he's roi l'holi. That's what it all depends on. Okay, so that's going to be the heter of a ptsuadaka to come in lakal is because the doctors are going to be careful that he can still be molded, and we see this also in the Divrei Chaim and his Chubas and Chelik Beis. Everyone knows a similar amount of the name of the Chubas Beis Ephraim and Simon Beis, that a saris somebody who's can't have children, and then he becomes a psua daka. He's mutter lava b'kol, because anyway he's by any bar alav, he can't have children. So what does the psua daka add? So the Divrei Chaim says it's not true. It's xeris hakosuf. But he says that's the emes. The emes is that a psua daka is ain't molid. B'chol shem molid vada ain't a psua daka. He just says that's not the time of the paslus. That's not the reason for the psul. So therefore, we have this heter of the Yamshel Shlomo, who tells us that as long as he can still be molded, the doctors are going to be careful that he can still have children. So everything will remain totally cool. However, Chora, Divrei Yamshel Shlomo, will only help us with what's not mefurish in the Shas, that's B'chal P'tzuadaka. There we can say that since he's molded, it's an osum office that he's not a P'tzuadaka, but if it's mefurish B'shas, that it's a psul, so how can the Rofin be Maklish Divrei Chazal? The Gemara says that he's a P'tzuadaka when his testicles are crushed, if a hole is made, if he's missing part of his testicle. So that makes him a psua daka. That's Divrei Chazal, and there's no arguing with that. Like we see in Yeradeh and Simen Nun Zayin. Rak b'safek treifa mahani kishinishtai yud beis chodesh. So let's say an animal is a safek treifa. If it lives 12 months, we say it's not a treifa. But if it's a vadei treifa, even if it lives 12 months, it's still going to be aser. Why? Because the Chachamim say that this is a simen of a treifa. So this is going to be a treifa, and he brings from the Gemara Yevamah Sayin Hamad Beis because Shafuf Shenikbu Beitz of Shemesh Holy, Ramalam Rav Tseva Chazur Al Banav Meayin Him, Lomer Sheyavshu Shu Divrei Chamin B'Teilim. So he says that by Kus Shafcha, Shenikvu Niknu Beitz of Sheholid. Right, somebody who was he had a hole in his Beitzim Yevamah Sayin Hamad Beis, and he had children. And Rav says, no, see who his children are really from. Because if the Chachamim say he can't have children, he can't have children. So no Eidus is going to be Machish then. So since we see in Shas that Benifza v'nikvud in Shenifzal, Mamor le'dusim shel arofim, the dog there is going to say they're careful. Yeah, but the Gemara says that if it's a Ptsia, it's a Ptsia. And even if you tiny that the Ptsia is that he can't give birth, and now you see that he can give birth. So you're left with a Kasha. But the bottom line is Chazal say that this is defined as a Ptsua Daka, and he's also love of a call. And the Chazanish asks like this in Simon Tes, Os Tes Vav. He says that to say the Yamshel Shlomo, understand him like the Yamshel Shlomo seems to be saying, that a Ptsua Daka is that he can't give birth anymore, but the doctors are going to be careful that he can have children. No man is giving birth, but to sire a child, the doctors are going to be careful. The Mashmos of the Gemara is that they can't have children. And therefore the doctors can be as careful as they want, but it's not going to help. So this was all not hidden from the Yamshel Shlomo. Because after he writes that the doctors do, they're going to be careful not to be makalkel and we can't pass it, he adds, the Gamma Rambam Lola Badaita Lachlokal Sa Mashikasab Nichras, Lashin Zamashmay de Krisa Kamashi Pirashti Ashulayoli, Fuaseris, Oshikranolo Holy Bibatsim, Avalchitu Harof and Mainlo Shemze, Lo Nachlok Al Omunaso. So it's mefurish b'divrei Yamshel Shlomo that the Talmud is makrish divrei harofim. There, it's not going to help. He's just mefarish. He explains that it says in the Gemara that psua v'nike v'chaser pasul is talking about when it was done by doctors who were careful. It was not by doctors who were careful not to mess the person up, and then also the Rambam when he writes nichros pasul, he's talking also in such a case. That's what he says. That's Mashikasib Nichwas Lashon Damashma De Krisa. So if they cut it out, then it's going to be the person's not going to be able to have children. That's when the doctors weren't being careful. But chituch harofim ain lo shem ze. Lo nachlok al munaso umanuso mashatamet ain lo machish osa harofim. As long as the Gemara is not contradicting, meaning that if the doctors are careful, the Gemara is talking about when the doctors aren't careful. When the doctors are being careful, You don't have to worry about it. We're talking about doctors who are careful. That's not what the Gemara and the Rambam were talking about. The Gemara and the Rambam were talking about where a person became a Ptua Daka and they weren't being careful. When the doctors were being careful, he's not a Ptua Daka. Rabbeinu Tam, a guy with one testicle can have children, and the Yerushalmi it says that he can't have children. So he says, "Vade la rama v'siyata d'sfir la l'farish b'sugis hashas d'nito beitza achas b'di adam pasul im ken al korcha makul v'yadeinu." Is that they understand the Gemara that if one Beit is taken away, you can't have children? So that must be some sort of tradition from Sinai. Nothing can shake us from our Amunah, from our Kabbalah, from our tradition. If there was a Refu, Moshe Rabbeinu would have been silent, it would have told us. Like we say, even if you see that the treifa is living, it's not going to be maklish our kabbalah. These animals that we say are treifas. Avinu tam nir lo lefarash sugashim nitla achas bidei adam kosher. Imkein lo amar bo moshe Rabbeinu midi imolid o lo. Umelchus harofim. V'yachud yad shem mechach me'atam v'lo yidu harofim nizar litol beitz achas bofen shiyolid. Achshar dar b'ho. But Rabbeinu tam, he's explaining that if one beitza is taken away by a person and is kosher, so he understands that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't talking about that, and it's Mehilchos HaRofim. So B'meichach Me'atalma, the doctors didn't know how to do it. They didn't know how to be careful with one Beitza, and now they know how to be careful. So it's not a stira. The Yerushalmi says one Beitza is not kosher. It's because they don't know how to be careful that the person should be able to still give birth. But if the doctors know how to be careful, then everything is fine. So now, since according to the Yamshel Shalom, we have to explain the Gemara that Ptua V'Nikev Chazer Pasul is talking Kshanasa Shalai De'Rofim and Isharim. It's talking where the doctors aren't being careful. The Gemara is only talking about where the doctors aren't being careful. The doctors don't know how to be careful, or they're not being careful. That's the way the Yamshel Shlomo understands the Gemara. But here we're talking about an Isser D'Oraisa. And Mistimus Divrei Rishonim V'Poskim, who weren't Mechalik like this, it's Mashmah, they hold that even if it's done by doctors in a very careful way, it's still possible. And even though we find a lot of Achronim or Mitzarev, the Yamshel Shlomo Laheter, it's always talking about when it was already done, Achar Maisa. And they were Mitzarev to other Sveikas. But to do a Maisa Lechatchila, we haven't heard, Ainot Zer Poskim, Simen Hes, Yivkat Nem Aleph. He brings from many Achronim who bring the Yamshel Shlomo to be Matir. But it's all talking about Bidiyevet, but Lechatchila to be Samech on the Yamshel Shlomo. A different story to be matter to be potzeh the arofin mokom shemistimas shara poskim onir kedvarav the chol ki hai lo havi the chol poskim lishtok. Why did the poskim say even the chatchila to be samech on this? Poskim only samech b'diavad. So number one, the whole heter of the doctors being careful is we can only use it b'diavad. We're not going to be allowed to use it the chatchila. And not only that, but it seems that the Yamshel Shlomo himself wasn't talking the chatchila. He writes about Mashikarsa Machse Rov and Machas Heaven or Shvira Saguf, Beyod Matakin and Dover Hatev, or Beberish Yoli, Vena Makalkle, Machutim, Shvila Zera, Holy Katigno, Vitali Bukhok Nasarofen, Ain Biadainu Laposla, Holiker, Koliker, Vnaim Sherm, Lonachla Kalamanasa, Mashatamarino Machisho Sarofen. That the doctor is now caught because of a stone inside, or Shvira Saguf, the breaking of the body, some sort of illness, and they know to be Matakin very well and clearly that the person should be able to give birth, and they don't mess up the chutim, they don't mess up the shvila zera. The shvila zera is great, the seed is going where it's supposed to go. It's talei b'chach m'serofim. We don't have in our hand, we don't have the power to pass such a thing, and the children are kosher, and we are not going to be choleg al omanuso on their craft, as long because the Gemara is not makrish. We're not going to say that the children came from another man. No, we're going to say that the person was a Ptua Daka, and the doctors were careful. So, what does he write? He writes, "Ein biyadeinu leposlo." He doesn't say that we're machshir lechatchila. He says we can't pass such a thing, and that's because beikar ne'amanus harofim, there's a big lot of confusion in the Rishon on the Tur Yardes and Kuf Pei Zayin, the name of the Sefer HaTshuma. He says, Tzarechin, can we really be samech on doctors? Just today somebody was telling me that they went to a doctor, top doctor, a very, very choshev doctor, in a very, very choshev hospital. And the doctor gave both the husband and the wife medications that were very harmful to them. Can you be samech on doctors? I'm not saying all doctors are bad. Of course, there are many good doctors. But doctors are also human. They make mistakes. Chasim Sofer writes in a Tshuva in Yerides, and Kuf Mem Ches, even though Pikuch Nefesh, Mechal Shabbos, Adivir Rofim, because their words make a suffix Pikuch Nefesh, but we need a Beirur Gomer. You can't be Samech on doctors. And here we need a Beirur Gomer to be Matir Nisut Araisa. So this guy, let's say somebody had an operation, and after the operation, you want to know, is he still kosher level of a call or not? So you could say, okay, all right, he has a, we're misupik now. See, mutter level of a call is if tzu adak or not. So we can say that he'll stick with his cheskes kashrus. The doctor is saying that this guy is seder, so okay. But the chatchila, to be osem maisa, to be somech on the rofin. And do a maisa, and then afterwards we samech on the cheskes kashrus. Who says we should do that? Like we see in the Ma'arit in Chelik Beis, Nivrei and Sinai Beis. Ein lasu sfeik sveika biyadayim. Daruba nami rachman asharia. Filu achi amrim vatla nislachatchila ide ruba. Achinam esolegum hetar ide sfeik sveika. Don't make heters through sfeik sveikas. Don't make heters through sfeik sveikas. Rov the Torah is also not there. Rinam vatla nislachatchila to make a rov. Because we don't like a lot of times the Torah is talking only b'diavad, but lechatchila to make a rov, to invite something, a rov lechatchila we don't do. To make a sfeik sveika be a dayim to be matir we don't do. To also here, to put into question this person's cheskes kashrus lechatchila, who says we're going to do that? So to do a procedure on this person and make him a sfeik p'tzua daka, that we can't do. So, we still have a lot more to say. I'm saying this is a very, very vast sugya, and hopefully in the next year we'll continue. I'd like to have a whole series on this, because there's just so much to say about p'sua daka, and people know so little about it. So it's definitely kedai to be mamshich, and it's Hashem. We should see neflos mitaras Hashem, and we should all be zochet to banim u'bnei banim asim.